number 2856. Call 21 if you're. It is approximately 2 p.m. on Thursday, September 25th, 2025. I am Dan Pascal, Deputy Commissioner of the Chief Deputy Commissioner of the Texas Department of Insurance. This hearing concerns proposed adjustments to the Texas Windstorm Insurance Association's maximum limits of liability. The proposed adjustments would apply to policies delivered, issued for delivery, or renewed on or after January 1st, 2026. These proposed adjustments are not in Rate 5. Under Section 2210.501, TDI had until September 8, 2025 to approve, initially disapprove, or initially modify TWIA's finding. This authority was delegated by Commissioner Order 2 Mark Woman, Deputy Commissioner of TDI's Property and Casualty Division. On September 5th, 2025, Deputy Commissioner Woman issued an initial order modifying TWIA's filing, approving the increase in the maximum limits for manufactured homes and disapproving the increases in the maximum limits for dwellings and individually owned townhouses and their contents of an apartment, condominium, or townhouse, and commercial and governmental structures and their contents. Because the filing was timely modified, TDI must hold a hearing on this modification decision and issue a final order approving, disapproving, or modifying the filing no later than 30 days after the initial modification. The deadline for the final order is October 6, 2025. Notice of today's hearing was posted on TDI's website on September 5th, 2025, and published in the Texas Register on September 12, 2025. Written comments will be accepted until 5 p.m. Central Time today, September 25, 2025. Deputy Commissioner Warman will give the background on the filing and the initial order he issued on TDI's proposed adjustments under Insurance Code Section 2210.501. Any member of the public wanting to offer comments today should fill out a witness card and submit it to the Deputy Chief. After Mr. Woman finishes presenting, I will call the names of those who filled out a witness card. When you begin speaking, please identify yourself and your organization for the record. Please speak into the microphone so that everyone can hear. Mr. Woman, please proceed.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Woman. I'm the Deputy Commissioner for the Property and Casualty Division here at TDI. The authority to issue the initial order on the Texas Windstorm Insurance Association maximum limits of liability filing under Insurance Code Section 2210.501 has been delegated to me. I will present a brief description of TWIA's maximum limits of liability filing and the initial order modifying. TWIA has proposed maximum liability limits for policies effective on or after January 1st, 2026. The maximum liability limits are the maximum amounts of coverage TWIA policyholders may purchase. Increases in TWIA's maximum liability limits do not affect the rates TWIA charges. The proposed adjustments were an increase of 2% to $1,809,000 for residential dwellings and individually owned townhouses and their contents, an increase of 2.1% to $382,000 for the contents of apartments, condominiums, or townhouses, an increase of 2.8% to $4,547,000 for commercial and governmental structures and their contents, an increase of 2% to $119,000 for manufactured homes. TWIA based its proposed increases in limits on changes in the Beck Index between June 2024 and June 2025. The BEC index is an inflation index that measures changes in construction costs. The current maximum liability limits for residential dwellings, contents of apartments, and for commercial and governmental buildings exceed what the limits would be if the past increases tracked the BEC index. If the past increases for residential dwellings and individually owned townhouses and their contents had tracked the BEC index since 1997, the maximum liability limit in 2025 would be $874,000. If the past increases for the contents of apartments, condominiums, or townhouses had tracked the BEC index since 1997, the maximum liability limit in 2025 would be $315,000. If the past increases for commercial and governmental structures and their contents had tracked the BEC index since 1997, the maximum liability limit in 2025 would be $4,004,000. In contrast, the maximum liability limit for manufactured homes is below the BEC index. If the past increases for manufactured homes track the BEC index since 1997, the maximum liability limit in 2025 would be $210,500. However, the current limit is $116,700. Based on these facts, I issue an order modifying TWIA's maximum limits of liability filing. The order disapproved the proposed increases to TWIA's current limits for residential dwellings, the contents of apartments, and for commercial and governmental buildings. The order approved the proposed increases to TWIA's current limits for the manufactured home. This concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
No questions at this time. Thank you. Now I'll call for public comments. I don't think we've received any witness cards so far. Would anyone else like to comment? Let the record show that all those wanting to comment have done so. TDI will issue a decision and final order after considering the record of today's hearing and any written comments that were received by the close of the comment period. Thank you all for participating in this hearing. This hearing for docket number 2856 is adjourned.